Earlier this week, we talked about the idea of allowing dental care therapists to be licensed in Arizona as a way to bring dental care to residents who currently are not getting it. Kristen Mizzi Angelone, dental policy expert for the Pew Charitable Trust, explained what these mid-level providers do.
Their job is to do the most commonly needed, most routine dental care that just about everyone will need at some point during their lives.
A report from the Goldwater Institute finds almost 2.5 million Arizonans are living in areas designated as dental health professional shortage areas. It advocates for allowing dental therapists as a way to bring that number down. But not everyone thinks that it'd help. Kevin Earle is the executive director of the Arizona Dental Association. And Kevin, first off, what is the state of access to dental care in Arizona, especially in some of the state's rural areas?
Well, I think it's not a matter of geography. It's a matter of coverage. Arizona, a few years ago, eliminated coverage under Medicaid, under our access program, of coverage for adults, so they have no dental benefits. And what we've been seeing is that people have been deferring going to a dentist, and they wait until things get too bad and they have gross infections and have to go to the hospital. And what we've seen over the last few years is that visits to emergency rooms have gone sky high, particularly in rural areas. So rural hospitals are telling us that they have an unprecedented numbers of folks that are showing up in emergency rooms with infections. And that's not the proper place to treat these things, because they get antibiotics and they get pain medications and they become antibiotic resistant and they become drug dependent, when we could be spending our dollars making sure that people get care.
It sounds like the situation with dental care is very much the same as other medical care, where for folks who maybe don't have the kind of coverage they need, they don't go to the doctor to get preventative care or for regular checkups, and they wait until things are really bad and go to the ER for regular medical care, and as you're saying, for dental care as well.
Mm-hmm. And this problem is identical to the medical space, particularly in rural areas. Dentistry is no different than any other part of healthcare. What we need to be doing is targeting those areas specifically where we need to make sure that we have folks that have coverage. And we need to be looking carefully about how we can bring coverage to those areas. And we've been advocating for years ways in which the dental team can be used in creative ways to deliver care in remote areas using our existing dental team. We've worked on legislation to enable the use of teledentistry technology, where we can send a dental hygienist and dental assistant into an area and screen kids, be able to clean them up and do x-rays and take intraoral photographs and transmit them back to a dentist for diagnosis and treatment planning.
Do you think there is a role in that creativity space for dental therapists as well?
We don't believe that dental therapists are the answer. Folks that have significant dental needs have very complex problems and extensive problems. And we believe that the skill and training of a dentist is necessary to treat those problems. Having someone that has had a limited amount of training and not the experience to deal with those complex problems is not the answer. It's not the solution, and it's not going to significantly affect the cost of the service that's being delivered.
Could there be a way, though, that somebody who maybe doesn't have coverage to go see a dentist might be able to swing it financially to see a dental therapist and maybe get some kind of care, even some kind of preventative care, or see somebody before their situation gets bad enough that they need to go to the ER?
We can do that with our existing dental team, with dental hygienists providing preventive care and having the dentist remotely being able to identify those folks that have the most difficult problems and making sure that we get folks into the dentist. We've also got a model that's been used extensively across the United States called the Community Dental Health Coordinator, which is essentially a training program actually conducted right here at Rio Salado College, where folks develop their oral health skills and can go into communities and educate folks, make them aware of how they need to take better care of themselves, because dental disease is 100% preventable. So we need to focus on the prevention side, not the actual pulling teeth and drilling teeth.
Do you see a reason why dental therapists should not be licensed in Arizona? I mean, should it be an option for folks who might want to take that route?
Well, the concept of dental therapists has been used in other countries, particularly in Canada it was used, but it was heavily subsidized by the government and it fell into disuse. In New Zealand, they've had them for years, and the level of dental disease has not dropped. It's exactly the same as it was many years ago. Dental therapy in the United States is only in one state. It's been around in Minnesota for the last 5 years. There's no evidence suggesting that they have lowered the cost of care. And although there's been legislation passed in Vermont and in Maine, those programs are not operational yet. So we don't believe that dental therapy is the answer to try to get a handle on the burden of disease. We need to focus on more significant prevention efforts. We need to educate moms when they're pregnant to take better care of themselves during pregnancy and not to pass the bacteria that causes dental disease onto their kids. So it's all about education. It's about getting better dietary habits, knowing not to put your child to bed with fruit juice and or milk in the bottle. It's about educating. It's about making sure that we have strong prevention efforts.
Kevin Earle is the executive director of the Arizona Dental Association. Kevin, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.